pleasant good afternoon and happy Sabbath. We just returned from an incredible trip to Australia to attend the wedding of our son Josh and welcome a daughter-in-law, Chelsea. Thrilled to have Chelsea join our family and thrilled to have our family be expanded to now include the Hill and the Eddingtons as well. The wedding was beautiful. The country of Australia is amazing. If you ever have a chance to go there, I'd highly encourage it. Great new things, great new memories. One of the things that I learned there was I saw some road signs I had never seen before. Now, just driving here to church today, I saw a deer crossing sign. How many people here have seen a deer crossing sign? Everybody, all the time. Going from Brisbane to the Gold Coast, I saw a kangaroo crossing sign. We went a little bit further, a wombat crossing sign. And those are seriously dangerous. You don't want to hit a wombat. A little bit further, a koala crossing sign. This is the same road. Our family's looking everywhere. We've got to see one of these, right? We didn't see any of them, but that's one of the new and different things there. Another thing is, I learned how to at least partially speak Australian. So now I'm kind of Australian, right? And I knew in college years ago, Australians like to simplify words. Brekkie is breakfast. So you can shorten the word and add an IE, and that's speaking Australian. What I didn't know is we flew into Brisbane. They say Brizzy. We went to go visit our friends the Jennings on the Gold Coast. If you go to a restaurant and order chicken schnitzel, they'll know you're a tourist. But if you ask for a schnitty, then you know that you really belong. Researching this message, I learned another Australian word. Not a trick question, but what is this? This, I found it in the backyard. It's a stick. Exactly. What would happen with this stick if I would throw it? You could call it a throwing stick. Australians call it a kylie. The Aboriginal, Native, Indigenous people, a stick that was thrown was one of the first hunting weapons. Wikipedia says a kylie, or throwing stick, was primarily used to kill kangaroos, wallabies, and emus from afar, although it could also be swung like a club. Some natives would put something extra heavy on the end to make it more like a club, but a throwing stick or a club. The reason I brought this is I want you to really think about a throwing stick goes one direction. The direction is thrown. Now, the 2.0 version of the kylie, also known in Australia, is a boomerang. Now, what's the difference between a kylie and a boomerang? A boomerang can come back. Returning boomerangs are carefully shaped, twisted to create a unique flight. They can come back in a circular pattern, so a thrown boomerang could just go in a big circle and come back. Some of them can be crafted to actually do a figure eight, so they could be thrown, make a big figure eight loop, and then come back. Of course, I think that requires skill of a thrower, and I did not try that in any way. Boomerangs can also be used to ricochet off the ground to strike prey, so hunting birds and small game. But the biggest concept differential here I'd like to make us think about, kylies are thrown one direction to stay that one direction. Boomerangs are thrown with the desire or intent for it to return. Today we will review two different passages where the themes of kylies and boomerangs can apply and can be especially meaningful in these days leading up to Passover. Also, just so there's no big surprises, the concepts we're coming up with, forgiveness can feel like a throwing stick. We can release it emotionally or release it intentionally, decisively to let the offense go. Forgiveness is not something to call back or to go searching for. True forgiveness travels one way, away from us and away from the hurt. Throw it and let it land where it will. But separately, love is like a boomerang. We can send it out through kindness, patience, compassion, and mercy. We can cast it towards others because God first cast his love to us. Although we didn't love in order to get something back, love often has a way of returning. not always from the same direction or the same people, but love rarely disappears. It often circles back. So with that, please turn to Psalms chapter 103. As you're turning there, oftentimes Psalms 51 is what comes to mind in Passover preparation. I'd like to nominate this chapter as a second favorite, encourage you to dig into it more deeply over the next few days ahead. Psalms chapter 103, let's start by focusing on verse 10. 103 and verse 10. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. The word punished could just simply be repaid. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. And this is the big verse I'd like to focus on. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Kylie or Boomerang? Kylie. Now, let's start this way. With some commentaries, they'll say an easy concept to think of is just sunrise and sunset. Sunrise is on one side, sunset is on another side, and they're as far apart as they can be. You could also think about when the time this was written. East and west was as far as people could imagine. If you're in Jerusalem and facing north, going to your right through Asia, ultimately, how much further can you go? There's no concept that you could keep going around the world at that time. Going left through Europe, the same. But then I also read a little bit more. Consider that the earth is on the north and south axis, and it's spinning. So you can go so far north that you then, if you take another step, you'll start going south. If you cross the North Pole, you can go so far north that at that point you stop going north, and then you come south. As the world spins, that's not possible east and west. If you start going west, there's no way that you'll take one more step and be going east. The same thing east to west. If you start going east, so east and west are absolutely as far apart as they can be, and they'll never meet. The Kylie, the throwing stick, as far as east is from the west, is how far our transgressions have been removed from us. So when God forgives, he really forgives. Our sins have been removed from us as far as we can imagine, complete and total forgiveness. We also need to apply this to ourselves. If we've sought forgiveness and repent, let it go. How many times are we carrying our own Kylies when God's forgiven us? Christ's sacrifice is bigger, so we should understand and apply that to us. Fred Fuller Shedd, the editor of the Philadelphia Bulletin, was speaking to a college graduating class. And he asked, how many of you have ever sawed wood? Quite a few people raised their hands. Then he asked, how many of you who have ever sawed wood also sawed sawdust? Nobody raised their hand. He said, well, of course you can't saw sawdust. It's already been sawed. It's the same thing with the past. When we worry about things that are over and done with, it's like trying to saw sawdust. Another noted philosopher featured in The Lion King named Pumbaa is known for the quote, you know, kid, in times like this, my buddy Timon says, you've got to put your behind in the past. Now, we would say put your past behind you, but we should let sawdust be. There's no need to saw it again. The last item I'd like to focus on with Psalms 103, I'd like to just quickly read verses 1 through 4 and then 8 through 12 to just add some context to the chapter. And maybe this will whet your appetite to study it even further in the days ahead. So 103 verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not, or don't ignore all of his benefits. He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. He redeems our lives from destruction, and he crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Let's jump to verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive or accuse with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. And now we're back to where we started with verse 10. He's not dealt with us according to our sins, nor repaid us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. as far as east is from the west. You cannot be any further apart. He has removed from us, removed our transgressions from us. For the second verse, please turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Consider the same thing. In verse 31, we'll start with a Kylie passage. In verse 32, it flips to a boomerang passage. So 4 and verse 31. We'll read this one time, and there are several words that we don't use that often, at least I don't use it in today's English. So then we'll define a couple of these words and reread it again. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Clearly a Kylie verse, throw the stick, get rid of all of these things. So now let's break down some of these words a little bit more. So bitterness, there's the term bitter old man. Sometimes as men age, they can become bitter. I hope that doesn't apply to me. I hope that doesn't apply to any of us. But bitterness is something we're supposed to keep away from. Wrath is rage. It's like a blow up. Anger could be a slow burning anger. Clamor was an interesting word. It could be a loud protest or demand. And I got the definitions from Vines. I looked at Vines, Strong's, and the dictionaries. Also a raven's cry. So think about a really sharp shriek of a bird. Clamor, evil speaking, be put away from you with all malice. And malice is trouble. Put away trouble. It also could be called badness in quality or the opposite of excellence. Those are all things to throw away like a throwing stick. But now let's go to verse 32. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. We'll continue on through verses 1 and 2. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us as an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. So for verses 32 through verse 2, consider the boomerang. None of us are given, or none of us create the boomerang ourselves. We're given the boomerang from God. As we throw the boomerang, only figuratively, we're then passing around and along that love, that tender kindness, and it should bounce and ricochet from one to another, either in a figure eight or in a circle. And however it happens, our sign is to be known by love. How can we increase how our sign is shown with the boomerang ricocheting off of each other and off of anyone else that we interact with in life? So in life, we have the opportunity to choose what should be a throwing stick and what should be a boomerang. We can ask for God's help with these choices. This time of year is an especially good time to consider this. Have we allowed God to throw our sins away with our repentance and change? Have we forgiven ourselves after asking for forgiveness and repenting? Have we sought to forgive others as we're forgiven? John Bevere writes, that person you're trying to forgive, pray that they would receive the choice, most wonderful blessings that you pray for yourself and your family. So to wrap this up, how can we make this practical for us? I'd like to offer a Kylie and boomerang challenge for the week ahead. For this next week, practice throwing one stick of forgiveness. Choose one concrete act of release. Pray for a blessing for someone who hurt you. Remove any demand to be repaid. Take a peacemaking step without manipulation. If you do that over the next week, you win the Kylie Challenge. Separately, the Boomerang Challenge. By watching how God returns, or we should first of all consider how can we extend love to others. And it could be big things, it could be small things. A kind, encouraging word. Looking out for somebody, helping. And then as we achieve, hopefully, the boomerang challenge, and that's something that should be ongoing all the time, of course, also consider how God returns that mercy and that love back to you and back to the community as a whole. So the practical invitation for today is simple. Throw forgiveness like a stick, like the throwing stick, like the Kylie, and refuse to pick it up again once it's been thrown. Send love like a boomerang. Let it fly boldly, trusting in God's timing that it will return in ways you might never respect. And may our hearts grow lighter with every forgiveness that we throw and fuller with love that returns like a boomerang.